sewing machines. On my mum's side, it was a it was like on a table with a foot treadle. And when my grandma didn't want it anymore, we had it in our back room at home. And me and my sister used to play on it all the time because you can make it go really fast and make it sound almost like a steam engine. So that is, unfortunately now, I don't know what's happened to the machine, but I do know that the bottom bit is now a garden table at my grandma's house, which I'm hoping that I will inherit. But I don't remember my grandma ever sewing, so I think it was my grandpa's mum's machine. I think it was really, really old. And then on my other side, my nan had a sewing machine. One, it had a lid like that, but it was just the machine. And she used to sew a lot during the war. She used to tell me the stories of, they didn't have much. So she would have like one or two dresses, but every Saturday night to go out dancing, she would alter the hem or change the collar, change the sleeves. And that always fascinated me. And I also remember my mum's sewing machine, which was some lump of plastic, probably from the 70s, early 80s, brownishy colour with a plastic cover. I remember my mum and me, we went half each on my sewing machine we got from John Lewis. So when I was doing my GCSE textiles, and she was so keen that I had a good one. Mm. And I think it was like at the time, so this was, I don't know, 20 odd years? Yeah, no, like 21, 22 years ago. It was like £350, which was a lot of money, and I still have it. I've had to have it serviced once. I spent a lot of time in the bottom of my wardrobe. That's what I remember about all the machines that from years ago.